here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 10th of June, 2012. It's the birthday of Saul Bellow, born in Lachine, Quebec, 1913, parents immigrants from Russia. His father worked in a bakery. He delivered coal. He was a bootlegger as well. When Saul was 9 years old, the family moved to Chicago, which would become the setting of many of Bellow's novels. He went to Northwestern, studied anthropology and sociology, went to work for the Chicago branch of the WPA Writers Project. He was working on a novel called Reuben Whitfield, ended up abandoning that, wrote a second novel, The Very Dark Trees, in 1942. He was working part-time for the Encyclopedia Britannica when his first novel came out in 1944, Dangling Man, which got good reviews. He went off, he served in the Marines, published a second novel, got a Guggenheim, moved to Paris, wrote the book that would make him famous, The Adventures of Augie March, 1953. He started writing the book in Paris, but Bellow said, "It was Chicago before the Depression that moved my imagination, not misty Paris with its cold statues and its streams of water running along the curbstones." Augie March begins, "I'm an American, Chicago born, Chicago, that somber city, and go at things as I have taught myself, freestyle, and will make the record in my own way. First to knock, first admitted, sometimes an innocent knock, sometimes a not so innocent, but a man's character is his fate," says Heraclitus, "and in the end, there isn't any way to disguise the nature of the knocks by acoustical work on the door or gloving the knuckles." It was on this day, 1881, Leo Tolstoy, at the age of 52, having written his two great novels, War and Peace and Anna Karenina, set off on a pilgrimage to the Optinopustin Monastery. He was famous, he was wealthy, had a big family, land, money. It all seemed empty to him. He had trouble sleeping, unable to write, contemplated suicide. So he took a walk in the woods, and he found God. He wrote, "At the thought of God, happy waves of life welled up inside me. Everything came alive, took on meaning." He renounced meat, sex, alcohol, fiction, tobacco, dressed like a peasant, wanted to give all of his money away, which made his wife Sophia very unhappy. Here's a poem for today by Anthony Hecht, entitled Prospects. We have set out from here for the sublime pastures of summer shade and mountain stream. I have no doubt we shall arrive on time. Is all the green of that enameled prime a snapshot recollection or a dream? We have set out from here for the sublime, without provisions, without one thin dime, and yet, for all our clumsiness, I deem it certain that we shall arrive on time. No guidebook tells you if you'll have to climb or swim. However foolish we may seem, we have set out from here for the sublime, and must get past the scene of an old crime before we falter and run out of steam, riddled by doubt that we'll arrive on time. Yet even in winter, a pale paradigm of birdsong utters its obsessive theme. We have set out from here for the sublime. I have no doubt we shall arrive on time. Prospects by Anthony Hecht, from his selected poems, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, edited by Noah Smith. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.